From the heart of the city, where the beat meets the rhythm of your day, it's Shauna and Lala.
You're listening to Shauna and Lala. It is our first show of the new year, and with a new show, that means new title. You are currently listening to Shauna and Lala Beyond the Mic, where we give you an insight into our crazy, hectic lives of Lala parenting, our health conditions, and our weekly chaos, especially me.
Oh, God.
I mean, it's always hectic and, you know, chaotic. So how was your holiday?
Oh my God, don't get me started. It was miserable. Absolutely miserable. For once, I mean, it's usually you who are sick, right? Every week, it seems.
Every show. I still have the cough and can't get rid of it.
Well,
it's lingering.
Yeah, I feel for you because I got it. My whole family got it during Christmas, of course, you know. It's like the worst time to get sick. I went back and forth. I said to my husband, is it good or bad that we're sick on Christmas break? Because number one, I didn't have to worry about Gio missing school, you know, and me missing work. So that was the pros of it. Then the cons were, I wanted to enjoy my vacation. I wanted to enjoy just not having to go anywhere.
And yeah.
I mean, I didn't go anywhere, but I didn't want to be sick. So yeah, we got the flu, I think. I don't know what it was, but or what it is. My husband's still down for the count. My nephew who stayed with us, he's down too. My son's better finally. My daughter, just as of yesterday, my 2-year-old is better. And she had a fever for almost 7 days. How scary is that?
Very.
Right? I didn't know what to do. I'm like, should I take her? Should I not? And then my fever has been gone for a few days now, but I'm still congested. I have a bad cough. And I'm just so drained. So, yeah, that was my Christmas.
Well, I was not sick for Christmas. Well, let me rephrase that. I had a really bad stomach ache.
Really?
Christmas Eve. Yes. We went out to eat. We went to Red Lobster. And you know how I am with my stomach.
Yeah.
Well, we weren't even home. We were on our way home. And I was like, we need to stop at that gas station.
Oh, no.
I was so sick. I felt like I was going to throw up. I don't know what it did to me, but I was just so sick. All I could say, like, from that night, I had stomach pains and cramps. Like, my stomach just hurt. And the next day, Christmas Day, I just kept feeling like my stomach was upside down. And that's all I could say. Like, you know, my mom would be like, you know, what do you feel? And I'm like, I feel like my stomach is upside down. And she's like, well, what does that mean? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what it means, but like, it hurts. It felt weird.
Yeah.
I felt nauseous. I really didn't eat much at my grandmother's for, you know, Christmas dinner.
The cons of having IBS, right?
Yes. It's horrible.
If you have Shauna in your car, you just have to know that at any given moment, you need to have, you know, foot to the gas pedal and get to a gas station or some sort of business that has a restroom, because you just never know when it's happening. There's been so many times she's in my car and out of nowhere, we're just talking. She's like, pull over, go to a gas station somewhere. Can you pull there? And I'm like, wait, what's going on? What happened? You know, and then I'm like, oh, the IBS is kicking in. We gotta find something.
It's so bad. And I went on medication for it to help it, and I ended up peeing my pants.
Yeah.
Because it was doing the opposite effect.
And well, the bladder.
Yeah. The doctor was like, I've never seen this happen before. And I'm like, well, now you have. And he's like, we need to stop this medication. My body's not good with medication.
Yeah, no.
So it's just, it's so bad. But at least you could relate to it.
Yeah. I had Crohn's and colitis since I was 8 years old. And that was my life, was where are the bathrooms. Like, that's the first thought. If you said, oh, let's go to McDonald's. Okay, go to the bathroom now. And how long till we get there to use the bathroom? You know, like, and it sucks. It sucks when you have a condition that you have to stress about everything and everywhere you go. And if you have to, if you should eat beforehand, if you should drink, even drinking water is, that can set us off. You know, not anymore for me, but I know.
That's why you're lucky. You know, yeah. I contemplate, I'm like, should I have that surgery or should I not?
I don't know. I mean, yes, my life is so much better now. I never realized how much of a prisoner I was to Crohn's and colitis until now that I'm not, you know, just the daily things of your brain was constantly worrying.
Yeah, it really, really sucks. But there's nothing I could do about it.
I know.
So you just got to live and deal with it. And a lot of people say, you know, you got to watch what you eat. But as you know, it could be anything.
Yeah, sometimes it's just water.
They say to manage your stress. And I'm like, but I don't feel stressed, you know?
No, it doesn't. I mean, yes, it plays a part in it. But I think a lot of it is anxiety, too. Sometimes it's subconscious anxiety, like you being at a restaurant, and let's say, for me, it was one time I went to a restaurant and I had, let's say, chicken Alfredo, right? I ate it. I got super sick after it and I had to use the bathroom and I was in the bathroom for hours, right? Could have been years ago. I went back to the same restaurant or I had that same dish. My mind instantly remembers what came along with eating that, you know what I mean? Or something similar. Yeah. And I don't even know sometimes. I'm not even thinking about it. And then my body goes into, like, anxiety. And then I start thinking about the car ride home. And, oh, my God, am I going to make it? Is my stomach going to hurt? And all of that thinking and worrying would make it worse for me. And then sometimes, like you said, it would just happen without thinking. It was just like my body's like, oh, I don't like this food. I don't like what you gave me today, you know? It really does suck. And hopefully they find a cure for it all, because so many people, it feels like more and more as these years have gone by, are dealing with this. And it really is shitty.
Yes, it is.
It's very shitty.
And you know what else I also think it is the preservatives that they put in the foods and the additives. And that is what my first GI doctor said back, like, right after I graduated high school. Like, I've had these issues for years, but I never went to a doctor about it.
Yeah.
I always thought, like, it was just my body until I was losing, like, a pound.
Wow.
A month.
Yeah. It is. It's a lot of diet. It's a lot of what you eat. It's what they're putting in the food. Food is not the same. We've talked about this multiple times on the show, and it's making people sick. And bodies like you that are more sensitive are going to take the biggest hit, you know?
Yep. Absolutely. Like, we were talking this morning. You said that you were surprised to see, what was it, blue?
Oh, yeah. We talk about dyes. I try to keep food dyes out of my kids' food and my food. And there's certain things that you just never expected to see food dye in. And we should do a whole show on that because it's crazy. But I'm in a site and someone said marshmallows. I was like, marshmallows? You mean like Lucky Charm ones that are all colored? No. White marshmallows have food dye in it. Blue food dye, like, why? It's white. Like, we don't need, you know, to make it bright or white. Just so it's just stuff like that where you think that you're eating something that's not too bad for you and it turns out to have some toxic chemicals in it that were not needed in it, you know?
No. And in Europe, a lot of that stuff is banned.
Yep.
However, I have learned, because I'm in a similar dye group, that Europe just calls it something else.
I'll have to look into that because I know when I was there, a lot of the same candies that we have here did not have any of that, you know.
No, so they don't. A lot of the candies, a lot of the American, like, red dyes and blue dyes and all that are banned over there. But some of the products they do still make with other chemicals.
Yeah, yep. Can't win.
Just called something else, which is ridiculous. Like, why? You know, like we said earlier when we were talking, it's for the healthcare system.
Yeah.
So that we keep continuing to go to the doctors and get medication.
You don't make money off of healthy people. That's what it comes down to.
No, you don't. So last night I was just clicking around on TikTok and I came across this story and I needed to know more information. So I decided to do some research. And it's about this lady. I don't know if you've heard of her, but she's a former YouTube vlogger.
Mm-hmm.
And her name is Ruby Frank.
No, I don't know.
She's a lifestyle parenting blogger.
Okay.
And similar to us, not really. But she she was a blogger, and she pretty much put, like, everything out there.
Yeah.
How she parented, how she disciplined, and her disciplining is, some of it, you know, I was like, oh, okay, like, this is what people are upset about, you know, like, this is normal. Like, she didn't yell at her kids.
Yeah.
She kind of basically was like, you know, you did this, so this is your consequence. I'm taking away your tablet.
I think I remember watching something on this. Okay.
And that was, like, on camera.
Yeah.
Where she would talk about it. But off camera, she would not feed her children.
Yes, I remember this.
She tied them up.
Oh, my God.
And it was just, it was insane. And the way that everyone found out about it is, well, let's start from the beginning. Neighbors and other people did complain to Child Protective Services and to the police. But when they came and, you know, looked into it, you know, she had a beautiful house. She had a beautiful family. She had 6 children. She was wealthy. You know, she had, like, that normal life.
Yeah.
But behind closed doors, when no one was around, she was abusive. So everything that they looked into was unfounded.
Oh, my God.
Until the 12-year-old son went over to the neighbor's house. He escaped through his window and went and asked the neighbor for food and water and to call the cops because he hasn't ate or drank anything.
I remember this.
And he was malnourished.
Yes.
And they played the 911 tape on one of the videos that I was watching. I couldn't believe it. Like, the guy was crying on the phone to the 911 dispatcher. It was heartbreaking. And then when 911 showed up, they obviously went in and saw the other kids.
Oh,
and
yep, I remember. Oh, my
they
God.
Just looked horrible. What I don't understand is the business partner, because she had a podcast.
Yeah.
Ruby joined her podcast, so they became business partners. She was also arrested and is in jail.
Yeah, that was very weird.
So I didn't understand that. And I'm like, wouldn't the husband
be
a part of this? But yet he wasn't founded of anything.
The podcast, that sucks. Like, let's say that that podcaster had no idea what was going on. Like, we're podcasters. We go to someone's house to do a podcast. We don't go through all the rooms. You know what I mean? Like, we don't know what's going on, and now we're in trouble. So there must be more. We'll have to look into it more. Like, there must be more information that proved that this lady actually saw what was going on and didn't tell the police, you know, the other podcaster.
Yeah, because it would be like me and you doing a podcast and
at someone's house. We're not going to walk through the rooms, right? And, like, let me see all your kids, you know.
Yeah.
They could be like, oh, Johnny's sleeping right now. Oh, okay, you know, like. So they had to have some other information then that said, hey, this lady knew what was going on and did nothing, you know?
Yeah. It just very, very strange, very weird. Why does it take so long for the state or CPS, the county, to step in? Even the little boy in a local town, he was, I think, 4 years old, and he was killed.
Yeah. I don't know. They're understaffed, they say. A lot of times people are good at hiding. That they're like that woman, Ruby Frank, or whatever, she was good at hiding how she was because on the outside she looked like a good parent. Her house was clean. Not the typical situations that CPS workers walk into, like the chaos in the house, the messy house, the not good living conditions, you know?
But even, like, she did say, like, on some of the videos, the only reason I know this is because they have footage.
Yeah.
She took the older son's bedroom away.
I know.
Well, you saw.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Like, when I watched it myself, I'm like, some of her parenting I agreed with because we're the same way with taking away our son's tablet, you know, but we have never been that cruel as to say we're taking it away from the whole summer and your TV and this and you can't hang out with anyone like that. That's, like, a little too far for, like, a little boy. Like, the kid was little or young.
Yeah.
That's too far because they don't have friends. You're not letting them do anything. You know what I mean? So I think that she kind of got off on being that control disciplinarian. Like, I think that she got off on that, honestly, because
she enjoyed it.
She had to. Taking away the kid's bed, I don't agree with that.
No.
At all. They, you know, in the past, not that my parents did it. but my husband's brother did it to his kids, is taking the door off the hinges.
So oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah, like the kids don't have privacy at that point. It's like, okay, you still have a room, you know, you can go into, but there's no more privacy. But they took away his room and his bed for how long?
Like seven months?
Yeah, that's crazy to me. I could tell he wasn't a jerk of a brother. He did some very bad things to his little siblings, but I don't know. That's why it's tough, but she definitely went overboard, obviously, because of what happened, you know?
But the husband allowed it.
Yeah, I don't know why he's not in trouble. I don't know why he's not in trouble.
I'm very, very confused. I need to do some more research.
Yeah.
And if anyone listening knows more about this story, please reach out, because we're nosy and we want to know.
Yeah. There's a lot of unanswered questions with this, with the why the husband's not in trouble, and I don't know. But this lady was definitely sick in the head, like, listening to her.
Oh, yeah.
And how she said, like, vlogging for her was, like, breathing and eating. Like, she could never not do it and never not. It's like, she was very sick in the head. And those poor children probably suffered a lot because of
her.
The
teacher even reached out.
Yeah.
The teacher reached out to the mom, to Ruby, and said, hey, your daughter forgot her lunch this morning.
She's hungry.
She's hungry. Can you bring her lunch? And the mother said, she is responsible for making her lunch. She told me she packed a lunch. Since she didn't, she will need to starve and learn her lesson. Yeah.
6 years old. Six. 6 years old. That's not... No. She shouldn't be making... I don't care if a kid wants to make their lunch at that age. That's great. Gio did at times. But it's not their responsibility to make their own lunch. You're the freaking mother. And if they forget it, they're 6 years old. You go bring food and feed them, you know?
I mean, there's been times I remember where I forgot my lunch at my house. Mm-hmm. And my mom was working. She couldn't bring it to me.
Yeah.
So what did I do? I had to charge lunch at school.
Yeah.
And it was no problem.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. So there was a lot of red flags there that...
And why didn't the school step in? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. Maybe at that point it didn't. The teacher might have been upset with it, but didn't think it. Maybe thought it was just strict. But
well, did you hear the mom say, "I hope she didn't feed her"?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that was in one of the other videos that I saw.
Yeah, that's messed up.
She said, "I hope the teacher didn't feed her, or I hope that she didn't get food or whatever."
Yeah,
so that she learned her lesson. It's so horrible.
God, it is. Well, you know. There's a lot of sickos out there, and especially sickos that love attention. And luckily, the only good thing is that, well, he escaped. And because if he didn't, this would probably still be going on.
Still be going on, yep.
Yep. So.
Some of the neighbors did say, like, that they were weird.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that,
You could tell they're weird just from her. Well, she seemed weird.
Yeah.
The way she spoke, the way her eyes looked, like, there's something missing there, you know? Just really crazy. Her poor kids are going to be messed up forever. I'm hoping that they can get the help that they need and move past this.
Oh, hopefully. And I don't know if you saw the other news, but I've been following this girl for probably at least 10 years. Gypsy Rose Blanchard is out of prison.
Yeah, what is this now? I kind of think I remember something about this girl, but what the heck is going on?
Okay, so Gypsy was born normal, non-disabled. Her mother was looking for attention. She had Munchausen. Disease or whatever.
Yeah, yep.
And she went to all kinds of doctors and said, like, that Gypsy was very disabled and had all these medical issues. And they performed surgeries on her. These doctors...
What?
Yeah. These doctors performed surgeries on her. And... really, there was nothing wrong with her. So they got a house from Habitat for Humanity. Yeah. They got celebrity endorsements and celebrity donations. Mm-hmm. And the mom basically lied about everything. Gypsy was dating some guy, and they killed her, the mother.
Okay, I remember this story, too.
So that she could have some freedom.
Yeah.
And they kept saying, like, the doctors and her mom would say, like, you know, you can't walk, you can't do this, you can't do this. And because of her taking all kinds of medications and injections, her teeth were falling out.
Oh, my God.
So she pled guilty and did, I believe, 10 or 15 years in prison. And she just was released. I'm hoping that maybe she could raise money somehow or something, that she could sue those doctors.
I know. Like, how can they treat her without, you know, doctors today, they don't want to do anything. They don't, you know, like, me and you go, and we're like, well, this is wrong. And they're like, nope, sorry. Your blood work is fine. We're not. So I don't understand. I think I heard that she just shopped around, right? She went from doctor to doctor. She found someone.
She did. She went from doctor to doctor, mm-hmm. which we both know people that do that.
Yes, I know someone who does that.
And to get their way. And Gypsy's mom went from doctor to doctor. And when a doctor would tell her, no, there's nothing wrong with your daughter, she'd go to a different doctor until somebody would say, you know, yeah, I'll perform this surgery or diagnose her with whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's so difficult. I mean, I go to the doctors. For instance, I had a thyroid issue. I kept saying for years, there's something wrong with me. There's something wrong with me. I'm looking it up. It says a thyroid issue. And no, it's all in your head. There's nothing wrong with you. Your blood work is fine. Well, guess what? I had a mass on my thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
But yet my blood work was fine and shows nothing.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense, the human body. Doctors don't make sense.
No, no.
And we need a more holistic approach, I think.
Yeah. And before you start doing surgeries and all that on a child, you really make sure they have those issues. Because, you know, by now, doctors should know about Mount Chasm. You know, that's very common. I don't know how common it is, but I've heard of it over and over. And I've seen episodes on it, you know. But they should know what to look out for.
Yeah. I want to know how a doctor would diagnose you, but because it's really like your word against theirs.
Yeah, I guess maybe a paper trail. You know, maybe doctors should have a paper trail of who did you see before me? You know what I mean? Like kind of like a resume. I don't know if that's kind of too much into your privacy, but if you saw, well, like, I don't know, Shauna, because I guess a parent could just not put down a doctor's name and then you wouldn't know who they saw before you.
Yeah, but I mean, doctors don't normally ask.
No, I'm saying maybe they should.
Yeah, they should.
But then
you have also people that go to, like, your doctor for you mm-hmm. and say, hey, so-and-so is abusing their medicine yeah. or so-and-so isn't getting their kid checked out and there's something wrong with their kid or, hey, you know, this one's not taking their medication.
Yeah, or taking it the wrong way. Like, I've done that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then the doctor can't do anything anyway because it's a HIPAA violation.
Yeah, they can't tell you anything. They could just kind of keep in the back of their head. I don't know. It is scary. But, I mean, I'm glad that she is out now. Hopefully she can start her life over. It's sad that it had to come to that, but I would probably, I don't know, I guess I would do the same if I was being tortured medically from my parent, you know, and my whole health and life was being ruined by that.
I don't know if I'd kill somebody.
No, yeah, who knows when you get to that point and who knows what the medication was doing to her mentally, you know, yeah. She could have been messing her up.
I don't remember how old she was when this happened. She was a teenager, but just run away.
Yeah, she had a boyfriend. They could have just left. Take everything and leave. I don't know.
I don't know either, but I'd love to get her on the show. So, Gypsy, if you're listening, come on the show. We have tons of questions to ask.
Yes. Well, like Shauna said, it's the new year, 2024, and how long do you think it's going to take us to not keep writing 2023? Because that takes me a few months, you know?
Takes me a while.
Yeah. But we have resolutions, as always. You know, it's always for me and her is getting healthier, getting, you know, a better lifestyle going, and the show. We want the show to do really well this year. We're really working hard on that, bringing you guys good stuff. But, yeah, trying to get healthier and really look at what we're putting in our bodies.
Oh, yeah.
So the first place you can do it is a grocery store. Look what you're buying, you know, and my big thing has been bread lately, because if you turn over a package of bread in the grocery store, it's just, there's so many ingredients. Bread should be simple. Bread should be flour, water, salt, you know, some yeast. Like, when you read the back of a bread bag, it's insane, Shauna, what's in there.
Oh, I know.
Right?
It is. High fructose corn syrup.
Yep. Caramel color. All these words you can't pronounce. It's like crazy. And crazy preservatives, too. So we tried this bread called La Brea. It's from La Brea Bakery. And that's in California. And they're artisan breads. And I really loved it. I never knew they existed, and they have them. Yeah, they have them in our local shop, right in the bakery section. So I don't know where you guys could find it, but it was in our bakery section, and they had all these different types of loaves. Like there was a jalapeno loaf, cheddar jalapeno. I think I brought it over. We tried that one.
Yeah.
Then they had like a round loaf. They had like French bread. They also have breads that you can bake yourself, so it's kind of like pre-baked. And then you throw them in the toaster oven or the oven, and it makes it taste like you just got fresh, hot bread.
I want to try that one.
That was so good. So I like this because they're small. Like, I shouldn't say small. They're a bunch of pastry chefs from California, Los Angeles, and they started this for themselves, like for their own restaurants, and it was so good. They said people were lining down the streets to eat this bread or buy this bread. So they're like, okay, we have something here. And they, you know, went from that point. So I love that it's very close to a fresh, like me baking my own bread in my oven, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, you guys should try it. There's different flavors and different types. Most local grocery stores have it, I believe. So we'll put up, you know, on our page, show you a picture of it. Check it out. Try it. See what you think.
And that's our show for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to follow us at Shauna and Lala on all social media platforms and check out our website. Make sure to sign up for our newsletter at shaunaandlala.com. We will see you next week.